Welcome to 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission, where we bring a chef's perspective to the table that you can take to go. With over 10 years of professional kitchen experience each, we offer our insight on all things food for you each week. Our mission is to get you in the kitchen and cooking at home. Let's turn up the heat.
And welcome back to another great episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. As you know, we are Two Chef Mission, and we're so excited that you're here today. We're actually going to be discussing kind of our processes on how do we create menus and how it just comes naturally to us.
Well, I guess after a few years of doing it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, with that said, we can jump in. Oh, man. So, basically, when we're thinking about a menu creation, right, some of our biggest areas of thought beforehand is what is the theme?
Yeah.
Who are we making it for? And what is the season?
Yeah, it's because those are really big factors that we need to take in when we're creating these menus.
Definitely.
Because, I mean, it's, of course, we'll kind of break it down into each of those. But, yeah, they're just really big things to really keep in mind.
So, starting with a zone, I would say the biggest is who are we doing this for, right? Because we kind of have a variety of different zones for that, because if it's for like our vacation meal delivery, which we'll dig a little deeper in that. Princess and the Frog.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that just jumped in my brain.
Yeah, I could tell that.
I know. But anyways, so basically we have to think of the person that we're doing this for first.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because if, like I said, if it was vacation meal delivery, we're probably looking at breakfast or snack boxes. Maybe some of our meals, but they,
they end up going for the breakfast and snack boxes. Yes.
And then if there are meals, it's probably going to be kind of more towards the inspired meals.
Right.
So as I just showed, if we're thinking about the person, then it kind of leads to the theme.
Right. And it's pretty, I wouldn't say it's easy to gauge where the theme is going right away when we're talking to our clients. But after, you know, I would say probably about a 15, 20 minute dialogue, we get a pretty good idea of where they're looking to have the food be kind of either themed around or what type of cuisine they're really looking for.
Yeah. And because we also have, if it's our weekly meals.
Right.
Those we kind of come up with our own theming on whether we're going around the world. Right now we've kind of been traveling. This week we're doing kind of more India.
Yeah, which is going to be really cool because we're getting to do some curry, getting to do some like tandoori chicken.
Yeah. But so when we're thinking of the person, we're mainly going to be thinking into zones of like, are they an on-site meal? Is it more of our personal chef clients, or are they more vacation meal delivery clients?
Right.
And then when we're going into theme, that just opens up a whole new world, right?
No, it really is. So, like, and it's funny because we joke about things when we're like make subtle references to, you know, something Disney. For us, like, I mean, Disney has just been such a big part of our story. And I mean, we both just love the company, the food, the movies. Like, it's there's a lot of good things that go on with Disney, even though they have some other issues.
Yeah, but with theming, I mean, it's kind of limitless. Not only do we do theme of the seasons, which is our next topic, but we, so like whether it's a season or a holiday, that kind of thing. Or if it's a fandom like or Disney movie theme, or movie theme, you know.
Could be like Harry Potter. We've done that for a family.
Mm-hmm. I would say that, like, we very much pride ourselves as being very good at coming up or utilizing a theme and turning it into a menu.
Right.
Because we get to do that with clients a lot. And it's actually kind of one of our favorite things.
Yeah, it is. In fact, this actually brings me back to when Game of Thrones, mm-hmm.
The
season 8.
Because those so like for the final season of Game of Thrones, we had a watch party with a friend and every week, and we did themed snacks.
Yeah, we just figure something out that happened either within the episode previous.
Or like we were speculating houses too, because we were like, okay, it's gonna be like in the north, so we went pretty hardcore into it was a lot of fun, and it's something that we love doing. So if you ever are like, I need a themed menu,
yeah, for sure,
you know,
reach out. We'd love to help you out.
We love a challenge.
Yeah.
And so like we've done Game of Thrones, we've done Harry Potter, we've done Ohana, so Lilo and Stitch. We've done, or that's even also like restaurant inspired. We've done
a few that are restaurant inspired.
Yeah, we've done New Orleans inspired, so it's also kind of that Princess and the Frog.
Right, right.
And then I'm sure we've done so many things.
We've done so many. If we were to try to name them all off, we'd mm-hmm. just go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, but it's definitely a fun little game we play.
Yeah. Of,
give us a theme and we'll throw a menu out there.
It's always a fun little trip, too.
A fun little trip?
Yeah, because then we're, like, kind of going through, and then we think about, like, oh, man, we could do this, or we could do that. And then, like, we always end up having a good time.
We do have fun. And then, so we talked about who we're kind of working this for, then our theme. And now it's kind of more towards season is another thing that we kind of let
play a pretty big factor mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, because we also like to throw in seasonal flavors for each time of year, which brings us to kind of our example of how we came up with a menu, which is our spring boxes.
Right, and this would be a perfect example of our breakfast boxes
and
that our snack boxes that a lot of vacationers mm-hmm. Really go for, because it's like something quick and easy for them to have in the room mm-hmm. and something that they can just have mm-hmm. and just grab and go out the door.
Yeah. But so we focus our seasonal boxes. So in this case, spring is where we're heading.
Yep.
So we think of, okay, when I think of spring flavors, what am I thinking of? Right.
Yeah.
And, with that, so for our breakfast box, it's gonna have a bit more of wow, my brain was like goodbye.
That's what happens when
we have
you're,
so like
7 months pregnant.
And when your children were like, we're not going to sleep, we're staying awake.
Yeah,
you don't need to do this podcast. Oh my goodness.
They were fighting it pretty hard. But children. So, but like she was saying, with the example box. Of thinking about what's the mm-hmm. season kind of bring to mind as far as flavors, or even what fruits or other things that come around in that season.
Which is where all of our boxes that are seasonal, breakfast box wise, they're going to have fruit cups because there's always going to be different fruits in season, or ones that are just better at different times of the year.
Right.
Most are going to always basically be available because we live in this time frame.
Yeah.
But if you shop seasonally, you can also see price changes in what's
available, what's in season. Yeah.
But one of the items in our breakfast box are strawberry muffins, because strawberry, very much more of a...
Yes. It's a very big season mm-hmm. for strawberries right now, coming into spring, especially mm-hmm. for here in Florida. Like, the entire month of March, I believe, is basically the Florida like Strawberry State Fair, and it just happens just outside Orlando, and I mean it's just huge fairground, and it's like all strawberry everywhere.
Now, another one for us, like we threw in a quiche for this seasonal box, so it's peas and ham and mint.
Yes.
One, they're flavors that very much complement each other, but also very spring.
Right, because they're good flavors, they're light, and that's kind of what I feel definitely when I think about spring, are lighter, nice, fresh flavors that come to mind.
Yeah.
Like lemons. Or even blueberries. Like
lemon and blueberry. And those are both very, like, complementing flavors. Exactly. So, like, heading to our snack box, we have raspberry and chocolate Rice Krispie Treats.
Yeah.
Which, so, it's got, spring's gonna have a lot more of those, like, fresh flavors.
Yes.
So, that's where we kind of went with that, as well as, like, we've got a turkey and pesto pinwheel.
Yes.
So, basil is gonna play that brightness,
fresh,
of
bright flavor, and I feel like there's just gonna be a lot of berries involved with our spring boxes, just because spring is the time of year for berries. Like when you go to the store and you go looking for them, they're really nice, and they're just, they've got so much more flavor than they do the rest of the year.
Yeah, and then this strawberry shortcake cups are also on our spring menu. But basically, like, as we're doing our creating of a menu, we think of all of these things, which then kind of personalizes the menu to not only who it's for, but also whether it's an event, the like all-encompassing event,
exactly,
as well as the time frame. So it just kind of makes it a little bit that much more special.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like that's one of the great things about being able to create these menus and really being able to get that extra level of creativity that I know we love to do and we love to bring to the table.
You do. And with that, we are gonna close up this episode. But if you want to know more about like some of the different themed menus that we've done, or just a little bit more in depth on this, we will also be having a blog post for how we create menus, where we might go a little bit more in depth. And yeah, until then, keep it 100% fresh.
We'll see you in the next one. Thanks for listening. If you loved this podcast, please give us a review. We love being able to offer new content, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy making it. So any support helps, from sharing the podcast to donating on anchor.fm or checking out Two Chef Mission meal plans on our website, twochefmission.com. Until next time, keep it 100% fresh.